If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome back in. Early break on the ticket. Segment two is sponsored by our friends at Ruhlman's Steakhouse, the go-to place for a great meal in between Philman. Lincoln and Omaha, just off Highway 6 in Ashland. Make plans to join them for their Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with options like cob smoked ham, certified Angus beef prime rib, Belgian waffles, and so much more. Call 402-780-8887 to reserve your spot today, or you can email ruhlmanphillip@gmail.com. Ruhlman's Steakhouse, just off Highway 6 in Ashland. All right, guys. We're all settled. Bill, you got your coffee. We're locked in. We're ready to go.
You got your creamer, too.
Yes.
So there's creamer.
So hopefully the coffee tastes all right.
Everything will be perfect.
Sharon Moore, let's just kind of go a little bit deeper on this since it broke while we were on the air yesterday. Didn't have a ton of time to get into it. But Sharon Moore, Michigan's head football coach, going to miss week 3 and week 4 because of a self imposed suspension in the whole sign stealing scandal with Connor Stallions. What more do we know now? Well, essentially it's the writing's on the wall that there's more stuff coming. It's just a matter of when we hear about it.
The one thing we kind of wondered why, okay, so why is the suspension occurring during weeks three and four? Well, I think the reason is he's an Oklahoma grad.
That's right.
So he played at Oklahoma, so they're going to Oklahoma in week 2, and he doesn't want to be. Would you just say it would be sort of embarrassing to go back to your alma mater
and you're not there,
and you're suspended?
Yeah. I just that's
what that is.
The one process which is interesting now, it'd be kind of like, okay, I've been charged with a speeding ticket or whatever, a crime, and I'll choose my punishment. I'll let you guys know what I think works out fine. I will select my punishment, and then I'm going to put this out there first, and then we should be good, right? Are you okay with that? Yeah. Are you good with that? You guys good? Because I think I felt through this, and that's what I think is good. Yeah. So this is not even coming down from any sort of authority. It's like, we'll just stay ahead of this. That'd be like me. You know, it's like, listen, I'm going to stay ahead of this. I'm going to send in $100. To the police department. That way, if I do get pulled over speeding, I've already kind of done that thing. I've prepaid the whole thing.
Stay ahead of
and this makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, for the governing rule of just like, yeah, we'll do our deal here. I think we're fine.
We'll do 3 and 4.
Yeah, we'll do 3
not
and 4.
Not 1 and 2. I'm an Oklahoma grad. Yeah, exactly. Just to be embarrassing.
That'd be stupid. This makes no sense that all of a sudden, like that, yeah, we're going to select. Remember the first three games that Harbaugh missed? I mean, it was three teams. They were favored by 40 in each game.
Yeah,
you know. So, but that just blows my mind.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we're just going to stay ahead. So we're good. You guys good with that one? That makes
sense. I don't want to miss the Oklahoma game.
I don't miss the Oklahoma game. I got family coming. Right. So that's no can do on that one. Let's see here. The Nebraska one, you know what? That's kind of a longer flight, and I don't want to mess with that one. So we'll take that one.
How's that?
Off. Yeah. And that's a conference game. So the other one we're playing against the SEC, and probably we don't want to miss that one.
Sherrone Moore. It would be good to see Sherrone Moore coach a season where he's not suspended for some point. 2023, he was suspended for a portion of it.
Yeah.
2024. Or, no, maybe not 2024.
Well, Jim was. It's a Michigan issue. Schaefer, a friend of the show, Mike Schaefer, tweeted out a funny statistic. There's been 8 games since 2023 where Michigan has not had their head coach on the sideline.
Yeah.
8 games. And for obvious reasons, you know.
Very odd.
And for obvious reasons.
An assistant coach is missing, too.
Yeah.
Show causes all over the place.
In my whatever 30-some years of Division I coaching, I was never like walking out to the field like, hey, where's our OC at? I don't know, suspended. What? Never heard it. Where's the DC at? No idea.
It's become fairly routine.
Hey, the head coach isn't going to be out there. Have we seen Coach Alvarez? Well, No, he's not. Never had it like that. Is Coach Osborne here today? Yeah, I just saw him right for a stretch. Yeah, he was down there. He's getting the guys getting his stuff ready.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, it's Michigan, too. That's what I keep emphasizing.
Just imagine the phone call. Hello, NCAA. Yeah, this is Michigan. Just want to give you a little heads up. We got to work through this stuff. And we're gonna take 3 and 4 out, and we'll get a hold of you guys later. Thanks a bunch. Click.
He looks at Ward Man like, that we got.
Yeah, we
solve.
Good. We got
we,
that.
We're good.
Ward, I think we're good.
I think we're good. Who called? This we said the DFO call. He got a hold of somebody there. Who did he talk to? Not sure, but we sent an email too to back it up with something in print.
There's a paper trail.
Yeah. We're gonna make sure we have this knocked out. I sent a text also. So that's what's going on.
I got family coming into North.
A bunch of people. There's gonna be a big event that
Friday.
That'd
be really embarrassing for the family if I wasn't there.
Yeah, so just further context. Yes. More in weeks 3 and 4, Sherrone Moore will be banned from, quote, any team-related duties, while the NCAA also can still hand down additional punishments in addition to the self-imposed ban, which we already know about. A decision on further punishment is obviously expected before the season. Let's play the hypothetical game as I put you guys on the spot here. What do you guys see the additional punishments being? I mean, we kind of have, and it's a tough game to play, but
for which transgression?
Well, and that's the point, right? I think a lot of that is we've seen everything that's come out of this already to this point.
This is Connor Stallions.
Yes.
Is the case closed on the recruiting violation?
There might be a... Yeah, but was there much in recruiting violations?
I'm saying that
one thing with Harbaugh. I know he always said the verbiage is at bottom of cheeseburger.
Yep.
Well, the big thing was he allegedly lied to the investigators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's got show cause for 4 years, so he's been handled.
That's all.
They're not going to take away the championship. That ain't happening. No. That will not happen. And they're not going to
postseason.
I don't think they're going to void games. A postseason ban could still maybe be on the table if there's something, you know, with what. And then the length of this, we're looking at a couple of years on this thing now, and it just takes forever for anything to get kind of finalized.
Swim, it's really hard. Well,
and that's why I brought that up specifically is because we talk. You know, Bill mentioned the recruiting piece of it. Like, what does taking away 3 scholarships from Michigan do to you? Nothing.
Not really.
It doesn't do anything to you nowadays. It just doesn't.
No, because scholarships mean nothing.
There's a way to circumvent the system.
Yeah, you can. All you do is like that NIL will pay for that.
Yeah.
So that's why
I brought up postseason ban yesterday is because that feels like the only thing that can carry weight.
Or more coaching suspensions.
Sure. If they say, Sherrone, you can't coach the first 4 weeks.
Could be that.
I heard someone else this morning discussing this and.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I was on the same same path as they were of, this is so light that it doesn't really deter any sort of, it's had a discussion. It was Danny Cano, and he did a nice job of saying, not sure what this really deters. Missed two games. There's not much to that. That was his take on it, and I thought it was a very good take.
I do too now. There are different takes out there. I was reading a CBS Sports columnist last night who said it's too heavy, that they just need to, that the NCAA just needs to move on from Connor Stallions, and Michigan's received enough punishment. I'm like, what?
I don't know if they've received hardly any punishment.
Yeah, yeah. What have they received?
Yeah, there've been something, but nothing of any teeth.
Is it Brandon Marcelino?
I think I looked at it as Jim's not there anymore. It was written on the wall that Harbaugh, whether they won the championship in 2023 or not, that they were not going to be the coaches there
anymore. He was gone.
They were gone.
You knew
whether they won
gone.
The championship or not. So whatever punishment they gave Jim Harbaugh, in this case, a 4-year show clause is involved, and whatever the other coordinators got, didn't mean much. It meant it, but it doesn't affect them specifically because they're coaching in the NFL.
No, it doesn't even affect the program, right?
No.
Not that much. Now I want to back up to that 4-year show cause. I essentially regard that as a lifetime ban. Because who's hiring him with a 4-year show cause? How can you hire a coach who has a 4-year show cause? You can't.
No.
He's done as a college coach.
Especially at the age that he is.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's why I always say people are like, he's not banned for a lifetime. Effectively, he is. I mean, because nobody's hiring a guy with a 4-year show.
But the teeth of it is fun, and I just love that. Hey, just a quick caller. You guys there? Yep. This is Michigan. We're going to go games 3 and 4. We're going to jump ahead. This just stay kind of ahead of the what's going on out there, and we'll check you guys later. That's it.
Then Ward passes Sharon in the hallway and says, hey, have you heard anything from the NCAA yet?
Yeah.
Have they pushed back at all?
Any pushback?
Are we good on that?
This thing good? This thing we good? I think we're good here. Everything's,
are we good on the 2-gamer?
Yeah, I think nothing's coming back. I've heard anything today. Imagine they had a staff meeting like at the NCAA too. Okay, a staff meeting at that. Okay, Michigan's made their punishment, and I guess it's 2 games. All right, here we go.
Is there any chance that they come to that punishment, Michigan, with some... I mean, is there some collaboration with the NCAA? Is there, or do they just do that totally on their own, as you're suggesting?
I will say this: there is conversation always between the NCAA and compliance. They talk on a daily basis, almost but that's one of those things. No one from any compliance will come on and say what is discussed, and no one from the other side is going to come on and say what is discussed. So this must be somewhat in line.
Wouldn't it be funny though, guys, if if they specifically chose games 3 and 4 so he could coach in Oklahoma, and the NCAA is like, well, we need to add two more games on there, so you get to choose 1 and 2 or 5 and 6.
Well, yeah, if the NCAA does something like that. I'm glad you got to this, because it didn't really get discussed in the way you're discussing it yesterday. It was odd, right? We were like, why 3 and 4?
Yeah.
And then why, even if it
Harbaugh
is because...
was suspended 2 years ago, games 1 through 3.
Yeah.
You start the season out. You don't start the season. No. You don't start
it
out.
I'm glad you raised that.
You don't go 3 and 4.
And then that, if that's the reason, because
if there's anyone
out there, family's going to be in Oklahoma.
We have a big night plan.
So you just get a pick.
They got a suite, and they've got all kinds of stuff going on, and it's just
going to
be
a Cracker Barrel.
You know, maybe the only way this would have been more comical.
Yeah, gift cards.
The only way this would have been more comical was if they took weeks 1 and 3.
Yeah.
If they just chose the two the two really bad non-con games and said, "Look, he's gonna alternate.
Yeah.
He's not gonna be there 1 week. He'll be there the next week. Same thing week 3, but then week 4 he's back."
It's kind of folly. No real. I don't know that there's anything too much in the way of additional news yet.
No, not on top of it. Which I was surprised, because normally you would hear some rumblings, or you would see some additional information on what maybe was expected, projected, and it kind of just, by 10 a.m., it was like, okay, this is what it is, and they're self-imposing the ban, and this is all we're going to get on a Monday.
The only rumblings we heard were in Swim's stomach.
You might have heard him. I felt
the self-imposed. Again, get ahead of it. If you think you're going to do something wrong, get ahead of it. Send some money in.
Yeah, you can prepay your speeding tickets.
I'm not sending a hundo.
I'd like to get in just right away with that. When I address the judge, before we start anything right here, this is what I've come up with. This is what I think is beyond fair. And I do a radio show, so I really can't be incarcerated. So if we could, I'd be glad to stay in jail from 11 to 2 every day. And then if that works for you guys, it works great for me.
I promise I'll come back.
Yeah, I'll come back every time.
I'll show up.
You know, put an ankle bracelet on me. We'll be fine. You know,
can you just give me the floor here, Judge?
Do you have a moment? Could I have a minute?
Did you see that I've made 5 installments of my $20 a month payment just to get ready for this moment?
Yeah.
Leading up to it, I knew I'd speed. So, I've already paid for stop class. We're good. That's it for Sharone Moore. Yeah,
Sharone Moore.
Weeks 3 and 4 will not be on the sidelines for Michigan. Obviously, part of that is the game against Nebraska, which is notable considering he's choosing to coach in 2 non-con games in a college football world where non-con games matter. Yeah, but conference games matter the most when you're talking about
pretty much locks
for a Big Ten championship.
It'll lock in Big Noon. Be a Big Noon kickoff.
That's true.
It will. It'll be a Big Noon kickoff. Because Nebraska will be undefeated. They'll be 3-0. Michigan may lose to Oklahoma. That could happen. Oklahoma's a solid team.
Mm-hmm.
But just the storyline of a head coach suspended again.
Yeah. Big Noon. I hope you're right. You think it'll be Big Noon kickoff?
Nothing better than a nice 11 o'clock kickoff to get the juices flowing, to get
now
fired up.
Now, I have
up.
A little different feel about that.
It's only for work, though.
You anti-11?
Only, you only take it for work. You only like it for work. That's the only reason that you like it.
I don't mind.
I was unaware about that.
Because I get to watch the night games then.
Oh, I'm a big 11 o'clock fan.
No, we've touched a nerve.
Okay, all right.
We've touched Bill.
Ellie,
come on.
Back in?
Yes.
Out.
Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy.
Yes.
Rudy, you come in. Somebody gets Swim out of here with that.
Let's just play producer roulette.
Yeah, let's play a – you always saw the big time game. So did you go to the Colorado game last week? Was that fun? Night game? Was that fun? Is that fun? Let's do it at 11, man.
I never said that they weren't fun at night.
Yeah. The game in Boulder was fun. It was loud.
11 o'clock. The 11 o'clock.
It was loud.
It was loud. And you can talk to any coaches, and they'll say the same thing.
I understand where you're coming from. Swim. Were you in Boulder?
I was.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Wasn't
it? It was bizarre. But
bizarre is a good word for it.
Yeah. There was a lot of emotions in
Jake
Boulder.
Was bizarre. His behavior was bizarre.
Yeah. Song of the day is next. This one might be a complete 180 of what we experienced yesterday.
Okay.
We'll find out. Song of the Day's next.
You're- Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.